Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Elon Musk decides not to join Twitter's board of directors and discloses that he has $11 billion short position in Twitter. So this is interesting news. Is it a good time to invest in Twitter? Stock dead? Should people be shorting Twitter? It went up like 25% when they announced that he was going to be on the board of directors, but now it's reversed. So what do we feel about this news with Elon?
Elon is doing what he should do. He is the greatest troll master that there is. So Elon is always going to do what is best for him.
I think Twitter
is a neutral. I wouldn't short it. I wouldn't go long. And if one person can affect the stock that much, it's not of much value. I mean, I think it's a good trade, but if I'm looking at the charts right now, I wouldn't touch. It's probably going to fall back down to like 38, 29. But after that, I wouldn't touch it at all. Josh Brown made a very interesting point last week that the value of Twitter since IPO has not changed virtually that much. So if you held since IPO, you at most you may have gotten like 6-7% gain. In the tech sector, man, that's dead money. You don't want to waste money for that long. So I wouldn't touch it right now. Maybe Twitter won't let Elon have the control that he wants, but there are so many better companies to invest in long-term opposed to Twitter. And with him having that considerable stake, I mean, he has a bigger position in Twitter opposed to Vanguard. I wouldn't touch it right now. I really wouldn't. There's a bunch of other companies. And to be honest, there's probably 8 or 9 better cryptos you can invest in right now than Twitter and get a better bang for your buck.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think there's so many different opportunities in the market that you can put your money in long-term. We've seen this happen before. Elon just has this effect on companies, right? Like he says that he's going to take board membership or apply for it. He has 9% stake in it. And then he goes on a Twitter rant on Saturday, and by Monday, boom, the rug is pulled over, and now he doesn't want to do it. But for the people who invested in Twitter, I know one of the things he was trying to push for was to have them to make money on advertising and have a new revenue model. And I guess, you know, it's kind of something that they weren't looking at and kind of opposed to.
But I mean, the shares went up, like you said, it went up 2%. Even today, it went up after the news that, you know, that he wasn't going to be part of it. And like you also mentioned, a
20% increase
since the talks of him even being involved in April 4th. So it could have been a nice trade, but we always preach long-term investing. And so there's plenty of opportunities in the market. You know, I wouldn't touch.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I'm with you on that, Ian. So, you know, definitely look for other things. And we'll talk about a few of those later on.
Yeah, I think it's obvious when you look at Twitter's chart that, you know, I mean, I think, you know, they're a good company as far as they provide a service and a lot of people, you know, rely on them for information, but they still haven't figured out how to really, you know, earn a lot of money. The stock chart has been terrible since 2013 and they have no
10 years.
Yeah, it's almost a decade and they have no viable path forward to really trailblaze. I don't see how they become extremely profitable or how they become, you know, bigger than Instagram or bigger than, you know, Facebook or TikTok. Yeah, it's like, you know, so one of these companies that just because, you know, the company is a decent company doesn't mean it's a good stock to buy. No matter who is involved with it, it wasn't a good stock even when Elon joined the board of directors. I mean, he's not going to save the company overnight. So you got to be careful with that. So it's an important lesson for investors. Never get caught up in emotion when investing. Look at the technicals, look at the fundamentals. If you look at the technicals and you look at the fundamentals of Twitter and you look at the landscape of social media, you would have never put money in Twitter. Mm-hmm.
It's one of those companies where you hear it is very trendy. And because you hear it so much and you hear people talking about it and that people use it, you think, oh, this is a great investment. And that's kind of what we've seen. Even we learned that early with Uber, when we're doing the technicals and the fundamentals on Uber, and we're like, wait, this company hasn't made any money.
We use Uber and we know it and we have the app and everybody uses Uber Eats, but if you look at the fundamentals, they hadn't had a profit. And I think they just made one in the fourth quarter of last year. So it's like one of those things. A lot of times we hear companies. Yeah, but is it a good investment? And so we've got to start looking at the technicals and the fundamentals before we make a sound decision if we're going to invest.
Yeah, and my last point on this, on the security side, quiz question for everyone. Which currencies or securities has Elon been able to cause the rise of? And out of those securities, were they top 50 in that category? Whether it was crypto, stock, real estate, the ones that he is influencing, there are low float, low value, which is smart because if you look, he may be trying to do a car icon takeover kind of strategy and he may not be able to get the percentages that he wanted. I mean, ideally, if he can take over 20% to 24%.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Twitter, he can have some change. But at 9 to 14.5% max, I don't think it's worth the risk that he was taking at the moment. But the ones he's been able to influence, one person really cannot influence a quality company or quality crypto. Almost impossible. Only the Fed can do that. God and the Fed.
I see people putting Doge in the chat, but the key word of what Ian just said was quality. A quality crypto, not a pump and dump or one of these meme coins that we're going to just ride up and then we watched Elon go on Saturday Night Live and we're waiting for this thing to explode and nothing happens. And then it actually tanks. Quality.
Yeah. But that's the illustration. The ones that he has moved were lower quality. Like Doge was a great trade. I know some of you guys beat up on me about that trade, but it's fallen to the price that I predicted will fall to. If it's a top 15 company, he won't be able to influence it that much. So if he mentions something, think of it as a good trade and not a good long-term investment.
So what should investors be doing in this current market? It's a very volatile situation. Inflation is still high, interest rate hikes, stock market is down, crypto is down. What are some things that investors should be doing?
I mean, I definitely want to all chime in on this, but you know, when you had the quick outage, I was saying one of the blueprints that I want people to use is to invest long-term into stocks, swing trade stocks if you're into that, but only the top 20. Don't go for low quality or penny stocks. Number three, long-term in crypto, swing trade crypto, and then I personally add futures. What I was saying when you guys were out, if they add the real estate component, now you kind of created your own economic moat to never be down. Because what's the probability if you got in at a good price long-term that an Apple long for 5 or 10 years is down, an Apple swing trade is down, long Bitcoin is down, Bitcoin swing trade, and no one's paying rent at the same time? The probability, and we've talked about it before, and I'm going to tell you guys this on the 2-year anniversary, I'm begging you. If you really want to get rich, please go watch every episode of Market Mondays. For those of you that have, man, I love you guys dearly, and you guys have made a killing. But we've told you before, you need a business plus investing long-term plus knowing how to trade. Go back to episode 70. Shai told you a great pick with Franklin Dynatech, still producing very well. And I've also given you the strategy for futures, what target to go for, a very short target. And if you don't overtrade, honestly, and I've always said this, and I know some people don't like it, but there is no such thing as a bad market, only bad entries into it. Mm-hmm. If you truly have a portfolio that is protected from losing, or you have enough assets in place, your entire portfolio will not be down. It won't be. That's why when we're on episode 70, I said, hey, go long ES and short ZB, the bond market, which is falling apart. You should be killing on the bond market right now in the VIX and a couple other commodities if you have that. But if you only have one is the loneliest number. And the worst number in business, you never want one way to be able to invest into the market. You want to make sure that you're able to print money in any market, no matter what happens.
One is the loneliest number. One is too close to none.
I want to touch on the key point of what you just said was that don't overtrade. In fact, I was looking at my portfolio just personally, and I'm like, probably since February, I can count my hands the amount of trades that I've made. Only because I had my plan for the top of the year where I was going to go. I saw the market pull back. Boom, I saw my entry points. There's no bad time, right? It's just about where you get in at. And so I can literally count on my hand since probably like mid-February, the amount of trades I've made, because it was like, all right, I see the market's volatile. I'm watching the VIX. I'm watching everything, right? I'm like, all right, well, I can be patient now. Like I can't stress that enough. The market pays those who are patient. Shout out to Ronnie Brown. We actually ran into her in D.C. last week, and she was like, look, I didn't believe what you were saying about the market being patient until I saw one of the investments that you put me in actually have a return the way it did. And so sometimes you just got to see things. So don't overtrade, be patient, pick your spots. It doesn't have to be 20, it doesn't even have to be 10. Sometimes it could just be like 5 trades that you've made, and you got to be comfortable with that. And you have to know like, okay, this is cool. When it gets back to these points, like I remember saying it maybe—
Only wait for your spots.
Yeah, 3 months ago, I was like, yo, if we see Microsoft get down to 277, 276, this is a point for me. Yeah. And it did it twice in the past 3 months. And so, all right, bet. I'm going to add more shares here because I'm trying to, like I said, I tell everybody, we're going to be $100 a 1,000 shares. And so we did that with Apple. Now it's time for me to do it with Microsoft. So pick your spots and just be patient and don't overtrade.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.